and Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by Defnet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson. Hello, on this week's podcast.
The Rotunda Pavilion opens.
Terry Duffy at the Walker Art Gallery.
West meets West at the Blue Coat Display Centre.
Shankly at the Olympia.
And we have a competition writing on the wall. Two pairs of tickets. This is for the Tony Benn and Roy Bailey event at the Philharmonic Hall.
So listen out for that on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. Ian, it's been a great week in the arts. Tell us, what have you been to? You've been to, I'm looking down here at the script, you've been to lots of things. I've been to some things this week, thank goodness. Tell us, where have you been to?
First of all, I wonder how many people spotted my deliberate mistake last week. I said that there was a new show opening at the Egg Cafe on last Thursday, but it's actually this Thursday, May the 1st. That's the World in One City show, so it starts this Thursday, not that.
I didn't think there was an awful lot of time to get those entries in. So I've got extra time, but haven't started. Oh, but that was okay. So that's this Thursday. So what have you been to recently?
Yes, we went to see the Shankly show. Well, this isn't visual art; it's theatre. And what a theatre! The Olympia. Haven't been there before. The old Mecca Locarno, it used to be called, on West Derby Road. And yeah, the show was good. It's all about Bill Shankly. I'm a big fan of his. I used to go to the stand on the cop, or even the boys' pen, in the 60s when he was a manager. So it was good to. Obviously, a lot of it was just quotes, you know, the great Shankly quotes and bits from his biography. Just a one-man show, pretty well acted, well written, and the crowd joined in. And of course, he's finished off singing "You'll Never Walk Alone" at the end, and there was a lot of spontaneous applause. Just for some of the great quotes and things about, you know, even the best manager in the world will have problems, you know, if somebody on the board thinks they can do a better job, which is very relevant to today's situation. And there was a lot of former players there, or a few former players, including Tom Finney, who didn't play for Liverpool, but still, he's a, what you call it, well known.
So you were a football, you big football fan back in the 60s. I mean, I find that hard to believe, but you know, the man or boy that you're attending football matches back in the 60s.
Yeah, I probably don't seem the type, do I, being all arty? But yeah, I live fairly near the ground, and yeah, I used to do a paper round and save up my money and go and watch the football. I don't go these days, it's too expensive. I'm not that big a fan now as I was then. Not a fanatic, but still follow the game.
And so this is a touring production, is it? It's still on, it's travelling around?
I don't think so. I'm not really sure the situation here. It was commissioned by the Culture Company. They did this one show last Thursday, and I thought I'd read somewhere that they were trying to arrange more shows or something, but I've heard no more. And so it was sold out, and I'm sure it could be sold out several times over. There was a lot of Liverpool fans there. So we'll just have to watch out and see what happens.
One to wait and see. Let's see, you've missed Late at Tate again. I've missed Late at Tate again. You've missed Late at Tate again.
Yeah, I keep missing it. It's a Thursday. It's the last Thursday of every month. I think I went to the first one last year sometime. But yeah, I keep missing it because it was the same night as the Shankly show. But we always get good reports. There's always lots of talks and music and all kinds going on. So that the people that do get there say they have a good time. Now, maybe next time. But I don't think there is one in June because May, because it clashes with the opening of the Klimt exhibition.
Okay, so what else have you been to see? That's four artists at the People Centre.
Yeah, the People Centre is this place in Mount Pleasant, which has exhibitions in its reception area. So not a huge space, but there's always a nice exhibition there. And the four artists are David and Susan Brown, Stuart Easton and Lily Colley. Stuart Easton, he's new on the scene. He does mostly monochrome paintings, and he does a lot of airbrushing, and I think all the ones I saw are portraits of famous people, celebrities, the Beatles, Marilyn Monroe, and others. And they look very realistic, almost photographic. But he obviously does do them from photographs, but he does make a lot of changes, change the background and so on. So not exactly like photographs. And I say there's Beatles ones, John Lennon one there, which is, I believe, is going to go somewhere in the John Lennon Airport. Anyway, they're good. And Lily Colley does makes hats and fairy wings. You know, these fairy wings that people wear at festivals and even on the streets of Liverpool on a Friday night out. She makes them. They're very nice.
Okay, let's see. What else have you been to here? The Blue Coat Display Centre. East meets West. West meets West. Tell us about that. How was that?
Yeah, I should have mentioned this last week. I completely overlooked this one somehow. It opened on Friday. It's West meets West because it's artists from the west coast of the USA, California, and artists from the northwest of England. The Blue Coat Display Centre are doing a really good job this year, Capital Culture, and they do seem to have had a few of these collaborations and exchanges with, like, the last one was Ireland, wasn't it? And this is the west coast of America. So they're really getting into the spirit of spreading the word about Liverpool. And so there's this gallery in San Francisco called Velvet Da Vinci. And so some of their artists are over here, and some of the Liverpool artists are over in San Francisco. And yeah, it's good. Some of the Liverpool ones are quite familiar to us, like Junko Mori and Judith Brown. Who else? Emma Farnworth and Barry Swerdlow, Anthony Wong. So jewellery, ceramics, all kinds of things in there.
That sounds good. Seen some of the artists in that. That sounds really good. Yeah, and I love the way that the Blue Coat Display Centre is on Hanover Street now. It's such a lovely shop. You know, so large. They've got so much in there. Furniture, big pieces, small pieces. It's fantastic. I mean, they must. You know, they're going to be moving back into the Blue Coat Art Centre eventually. But the space is going to be so much smaller for them.
Yeah, it's they've really got. They're spoilt now, aren't they? But it is a great space, and they're used to it now. So, but it's going to be demolished fairly soon. So it's a shame.
I suppose that's one reason for moving out of there. and let's see what else. The Terry Duffy at the Walker.
Yes, Terry Duffy. He's got this exhibition called Standing Stones, and it's on the first floor at the Walker. We went to have a look on the Friday. Yeah, it's, you know, the top, you go up the stairs. It's the top of the stairs. There's that big open area with all the rooms go off. People who work at NML call that the flat. Not sure why, just because it's a big flat area maybe. But it is a good space to have the smaller exhibitions. And so it's just there. There's, I think I mentioned before, there's two diptychs and a triptych. Yeah, they've been set out really well. So like the diptychs are on either side of the big doors that go through the galleries. And the triptych is on that wall facing the stairs. And they're really nice pieces. It's really interesting when you hear Terry Duffy talk about how he does these works. They're oil paintings, but they're done onto paper, where it's board that's been hot pressed and pressed and pressed and pressed. It starts off really thick and but gets just pressed really thinly, and then covered. There's a thin coating of china clay to give it a sort of shine, and that causes resistance, obviously, the painting. But then he cuts into it. And so the paint soaks in slowly, and he does lots of layers, and then he tears it. If you see a lot of his paintings, there's only about two-thirds of the paper there. He tears bits off and just leaves the torn bit exposed. And you can see all the paint which has soaked into the board. And he also, there's other interesting effects that he does with rubbing a rag over the paint, and it just makes some really interesting shapes and colours, and they look good close up and if you stand back as well.
And are they for sale?
I don't know. You probably can go to his website, terryduffy.info, and contact him if you want to buy them. But things at the Walker, of course, they're not normally, you can't buy them from the Walker, they're not in the shop.
It'd be good if they were in the shop, but would you have enough credit on your credit card to be able to purchase them? Now let's see. Also, that was you've said that was on Saturday, but also on Saturday the Rotunda Pavilion opened. This is at Rotunda Community Centre on, was it Great Mersey Street?
Yes, haven't been there before. Up in Kirkdale, the Rotunda. I'd heard about it because I knew they do courses and all kinds of things, and I'd heard this was coming up, obviously. But yeah, the actual Rotunda, the community centre or college, is in an old terraced building there. And but facing that, there's a large area, grassed area, I suppose you might call it a wasteland, or was, So they've built this, what I suppose you call a folly there, made out of wire mesh. It's quite big. You can actually walk inside it, and they put plants inside it. It looks nice. And then another part of the area, they're turning into a garden, and they're growing vegetables and wildflowers and other stuff that should be good, as long as it's well managed. But they really have involved the local community a lot. All the people there, apart from the people from the biennial and yourself and Arts Council people and so on, it was mostly people who just live in that area, and they're really involved in it and enjoying it. And so they're going to manage the garden and organise events in the pavilion. So yeah, I hope it goes well.
Yeah, I had a great day. It was really, really enjoyable. The sun shone strangely. It was there. The sun was out all day long. There were bouncy castles. There were balloons. There was karaoke at some point. The arts and crafts market going on. There was the hugging board, which I've got a picture of you and Monaco hugging through these long sleeved knitted items. That was great. And I was there working with Fred. I don't know his surname, the artist Fred. I was helping him build a willow superland banana out of willow strips and bamboo, and I spent a lot of the afternoon doing that. It was a really thoroughly good day out, and I really liked the folly. Somebody said, oh, when are they going to put the cladding on the outside to make it look like a proper folly? But it looked like a proper folly to me, and they had the plants growing inside, hanging down to age it. That was really, I thought it was brilliant. And I know Alan Dunn and Dave Jakes, they're going to be doing some work later on the year with Rotunda, with the Rotunda Community College. Don't know what yet. So it really brightened the area up and just really made it like a nice, bright, airy day. And it was great to see people out in enjoying everything that was going on.
Yeah, definitely.
This week, Thursday, Friday, I'm going to Future Sonic. Tell us a bit more.
Oh, you're lucky. I'm not sure if we'll have time to get there. Future Sonic is in Manchester. It's this music and art festival. It's electronic music, and a lot of the art is digital as well. It's new stuff, and we love that stuff. And yeah, it's from the May the 1st to the 5th in Manchester at various venues, but mostly is it Contact Theatre, that area, Oxford Road,
and down by the Piccadilly train station. There's a square there by Piccadilly train station. There's shops and Cube Gallery on Portland Street. They're involved as well. There's lots of works going in there. In fact, I think some of the events start on this Wednesday, the 30th of April. So if you're looking to go down, have a look at futuresonic.com and find out what events are going on.
Yeah, we're going to try and get there, because we do go every year, so this will be the first year we've missed it if we don't make it. Well, so much going on here. But yeah, futuresonic.com, all the details are there. You can download the whole brochure if you like.
Great, I don't need to. I've got mine already. But also, this is it Future Sonic. So most of the Future Sonic Festival starts on the 1st of May. But also on the 1st of May in Liverpool is, what have you got going on?
Yeah, Thursday, May the 1st is the Liverpool Art Prize. Finishes on the 7th of May. So we're going to have a little evening do on May the 1st from 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock. It's just another chance for people to come and have a view of the artwork, and we'll have some music, DJs and so on. So yeah, everyone's welcome to come to that. But at the same evening, there's two or three other things. I've already mentioned the Egg Cafe viewing of the exhibition The World in One City. That starts at 7 o'clock. And Wolstenholme Project 11, Wolstenholme Square, they've started doing, I think it's monthly screenings of films. So this Thursday at 7:30, there's Polanski's Repulsion from 1964.
I'm repulsed. I've seen it before.
I may have seen it. I don't remember. And also the same evening, Thursday again, between 6 and 8, there's local artist Sasha Waldron and Nick Williams. They've got a studio in the Blue Coats. Now the Blue Coats opened again. There's artists are moving back into the studios. Haven't been to any of them yet, but I can't make this one because we'll have our own do, but they're throwing it up in their studio and showing some of their works and past and current works in their studio on the third floor.
Okay, oh, that's between 6 and 8. That's quite good. It was at the Blue Coat. They said that when artists started moving in, that you know it would be really good for the artists to get the studios open, get people in, seeing how artists create their work, and that's really great that's taking place. And then this weekend, of course, it's the bank holiday weekend, so it's a long one. And there's Tate's 20th birthday celebrations at the Albert Dock. We did mention this on last week's podcast, but give us a quick rundown.
Yes, it's all weekend, I think, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. There's things like the Shoot Liverpool thing we mentioned before, where you can go around in teams and take photographs as a competition on a Saturday and Sunday. Sense of Sound will be there singing in various places at various times on a Saturday. There's more music from Northern Soul, the storytelling in the gallery, there's a Floating Lanterns workshop. There's a lot more going on, but I can't run through them all. Check out the websites.
And that's down at the Albert Dock. That's over the weekend. There is a load of stuff going on there. But then also on Friday, there's the private view for the, is it Nexus, the Edge Hill Pavilion, that opens on the private views on the Friday. But then on the Saturday, there's a whole pile of stuff going on, isn't there?
Yep, that's right. This is the Edge Hill Pavilion. So this is the second of the biennial pavilions to open, and they've called it Nexus. And so on the Saturday, they're having a pavilion platform party on Edge Hill Station platform.
I'll be there.
Right. Yeah, get off the train. What are they doing? Yes, there's a fun-filled family event, it says in the blurb, with film screenings from Al and Al, because remember, Al and Al, who've got their show Fact, have been based at Edge Hill Pavilion, actually record, you know, making their works, and so they've still got lots of stuff at the station to show people, and there's music and jugglers and performers and workshops. From noon until 6 p.m. on the Saturday.
And so do you think Al and Al will have the John Lennon CD that was stumped on?
I think so, yeah. They said they've got it and it should be on display somewhere. Yeah.
Good. I'm hoping to take my whole family down there. I've got my mother and father coming for the weekend, and I'll be taking them down to this event and hopefully spending the afternoon at Edge Hill Station, experiencing the jugglers and performers and this and that and the others.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. Yeah, we'll be there. I hope it's a dry day again.
I hope it's a dry day too.
Pavilion will be open from then onwards. I think it's Wednesday to Saturdays from 11 to 4. Lots of things going on there. I had a quick look at the web. It's on the Metal website. I haven't actually got the URL here. But yeah, I think they're having films every Friday. The first ones are chosen by Al and Al. Other exhibitions, cabaret, a symposium on the railway and creativity.
And also this Gansfeld's experiment in ESP. I'm thinking, I did get the Metal newsletter earlier on today, and I am thinking about signing up for that and volunteering to undertake one of these experiments. Can I feel the other side? Do I get premonitions? Does this happen? Does that happen? Do I see ghosts? Those kinds of things. Am I open-minded, and do I feel the vibrations? So I'm thinking about putting my name down for that.
I'm not.
Okay. Enough said on that. And also it is a really big weekend, because there's Tatton Park Biennial opens. This is in Tatton Park.
Yes, I think we gave details this last week. Tatton Park Biennial, it opens on Saturday, May the 3rd, and runs right through the summer to September. And they've commissioned lots of artists to do mostly sculptural works around the park, and then indoors as well there'll be installations and film work as well, I think. Yeah, it sounds good. I haven't been to Tatton Park properly at all. I haven't had a proper look around ever. So it's in Knutsford, so it's not that far away.
Be a good opportunity for you to get there. Get to Tatton Park, have a look around. They do have some really good work going on there. They Andy Goldsworthy. They had some work by Andy Goldsworthy there. It must be some time ago now. It must be at least a year ago. But he does some fantastic work. Then on the Sunday, this weekend we have a bank holiday weekend, and it's full of stuff going on. Sunday, May the 4th, Park Life. What's this?
This is another pavilion, actually, but it's Birkenhead Park Pavilion, which isn't a biennial one at all. It's just, I think they built a new pavilion there, haven't they? I'm not sure. And there's an artist group based on the Will called the Shrew Collective. It's all women. They put on some good shows over on the Will. They do stuff in Liverpool as well. They always show in the biennial, but again, sometimes on the Will. And so on the Sunday, May the 4th, they've got this exhibition in the pavilion of the works by the groups of artists. And it's there every day from 9:30 to 4:30. So, and you've got the park as well. It's a nice place.
Sounds like a nice day out. And I've been to the, is that the same place as the cricket club, Birkenhead Cricket Club? Years ago, I went to an exhibition there at Birkenhead Cricket Club.
I think Africa Oya used to be there. You know, it's always in Sefton Park now, but I'm sure they used to have at least part of it in Birkenhead Park.
That's another good day out. That's that opens on Sunday, the 4th of May. Further ahead. What else is coming up further ahead? Now, there might not be a show next week. We're not sure yet. We're going to work it out logistically. So, further ahead, what else have we got coming up?
It seems very early in the, I don't know, the Hub Festival. That's what I was trying to say. The Hub Festival. It's in May the 17th and 18th, that weekend. It seems a bit early in the year for me than usual. This is at Otterspool Promenade, where it's, what you call it, extreme sports, I suppose. It's biking and skateboarding, that sort of thing. But they also do, or at least in past years, they've done graffiti art as well. These things go together, don't they?
I think you're referring to the bikers, skaters. Graffiti, they have a bit of breakdancing, street dance, that kind of thing. It's young, it's hip, it's happening. It's hip-hop normally. It's happening. That's down at Otterspool Prom.
Yeah. you're obviously more with it than me. But yeah, I do like some of the graffiti art, and it's nice that it's done in that sort of controlled environment, which may be a bit against grain in some ways, but I'd rather see it there than on the side of my house, for instance. Yeah, so that's, try and get along to that. The first year it was at the Pierhead, where there's all the building work going there now for the new canal, but originally set it up at the Pierhead. It was nice and easy for me to get to, rather than actually been out to Otterspool Prom to see it the last couple of years. So maybe this year we'll make
it. I like watching the breakdancing and going, oh, I used to be able to do that, but I can't do that anymore. It's a bit harsh. I need to limber up a little bit more and maybe get in practice. I've been doing a little bit of electric boogaloo, but I can't do any more than that really these days. Used to be able to, you know, quasi spin on my back, but never anymore. Can you spin on your back?
No, and I can't imagine you break dancing either. But I'll take your word for it.
Hey, you should have been in Birmingham. Those were the days. Okay, and now. Writing on the Wall Festival starts 1st of May and runs throughout the whole of May. What's the big competition, Ian?
Yes, we've got two pairs of tickets. That's two lots of two to give away for the. There's an evening with Tony Benn and Roy Bailey at the Philharmonic Hall on Monday the 19th of May, and we've got two pairs of tickets to give away for that. So you'll have to go to our website and answer a simple question, or maybe a difficult question, and if you get it right, then it'll go into a draw, and we'll draw the tickets later on in good time to get the tickets to whoever the winners are.
That's Tony Benn, the man who left the Houses of Parliament so that he could get more involved in politics. He's fantastic. I have my tickets en route. I have reserved them with the organisers. That will be an absolutely fantastic night. That's Monday the 19th of May. That's absolutely fantastic. I'm definitely going along to that. Wild horses couldn't keep me away from it. Okay, now tell us what else. There's more details on the website. That's www.artinliverpool.com about the competition. But then also there's the Writing on the Wall website for more details about all the fantastic events they've got coming up throughout the year, which is www.writingonthewall.org.uk. That's brilliant. There's got some real fun stuff coming up there. Finally, tell us what else have we got coming up?
I just thought I'd mention that later on in May, May the 24th, we'll finally see Ben Johnson's completed Liverpool cityscape. You remember this was the thing he was working on in the Walker, actually painting it while people could come in and watch this huge picture of Liverpool. So it's finished now. I've just got an image of it. It looks great. I'm going to put it on the website straight after this, so you can have a look at that. And but yeah, you can go and see it live from May the 24th. And there's a whole exhibition, not just this one, but he's done other cities in a similar vein. I think he did Hong Kong and Chicago or somewhere like that. So I'm not sure if they're all there, but there's certainly some more there and other bits and pieces. And yeah, the Liverpool one, of course, there's no roadworks, there's no scaffolding, no cranes, so it looks fantastic. I can't wait for the real thing to look like that.
He's painted a pretty picture of Liverpool through rose-tinted specs.
Yeah, with all the whole Liverpool one completed and the new Liverpool Museum on the waterfront complete. Yeah, it's going to look good.
Liverpool will be being launched like that on 2012, probably. Tell you what, I did need to mention. We have got the you interviewed Ben Johnson some time ago, and we've still got the audio file on the Deafnet Media website, so people could be able to find that.
That's right. Yes, I really enjoyed that interview, and he enjoyed it. Well, he's listened to the podcast. Said really good.
I'm just falling off my chair. Yeah, I tell you, at Kirkdale, when we were in the Rotunda Pavilion for the opening there, I mean, I had a chat with a few people, and we were getting some good comments, getting some good feedback about the podcast, which is good to see.
Very good, yes. Yeah, we'll have to keep at it then, won't we?
We'll have to keep at it. We'll have a think again about whether or not there's going to be a show next week. We haven't quite decided, but, you know, if we decide, I'm sure there'll be something there. But for now, Ian, have a good week. Have a good bank holiday weekend. And thank you very much.
Thank you. It's going to be a fun weekend again.
And thanks very much for listening. Good night. Thanks for downloading from Deafnet Media, podcasting for your pleasure.